Ignatius read what he had just written with pleasure. The journal had all sorts of possibilities. It could be a contemporary, vital, real document of a young man's problems. At last, he closed the loose-leaf folder and contemplated a reply to Myrna, a slashing, vicious attack upon her being and worldview. It would be better to wait until he had visited the factory and seen what possibilities for social action there were there. Such boldness had to be handled properly. He might be able to do something with the factory workers which would make Myrna look like a reactionary in the field of social action. He had to prove his superiority to the offensive minx. Picking up his lute, he decided to relax in song for a moment. His massive tongue rolled up over his mustache in preparation, and strumming, he began to sing,
"Tarry no longer toward thine heritage. Haste on thy way and be of right good cheer."
"Shut up!"
Miss Annie hollered through her closed shutters.
"How dare you!"
Ignatius replied, ripping open his own shutters and looking out into the dark, cold alley.
"Open up there! How dare you hide behind those shutters?"
He ran furiously to the kitchen, filled a pot with water, and rushed back to his room. Just as he was about to throw the water on Miss Annie's still unopened shutters, he heard a car door slam out on the street. Some people were coming down the alley. Ignatius closed his shutters and turned off the light, listening to his mother speaking to someone. Patrolman Mancuso said something as they passed under his window, and a woman's hoarse voice said,
"It looks safe to me, Irene. There ain't no lights on. He must have gone to the show."
Ignatius slipped his overcoat on and ran down the hall to the front door as they were opening the kitchen door. He went down the front steps and saw Patrolman Mancuso's white Rambler parked before the house. Bending over with great effort, Ignatius stuck a finger into the valve of one of the tires until the hissing stopped and the tire's bottom pancaked across the brick gutter. Then he walked down the alley, which was just wide enough for his bulk, to the rear of the house. Bright lights were burning in the kitchen, and he could hear his mother's cheap radio through the closed window. Ignatius climbed the back step silently and looked in through the greasy glass of the back door.